search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our program In Search of Piety. We will cover some points related to modesty and obedience. Today I will share with you some points regarding modesty through obedience. Whose modesty will I speak of and which personality will be the focus of today's episode? I will reveal all inshallah shortly. First, let us follow our routine and share with you a narration which expresses the importance of Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform the compulsory Hajj, for it is better than 10 ghazawat, meaning 10 prophetic expeditions. And sending Salat or sending blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned the same hadith is equal to that reward. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a prayer or supplication of blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which brings such a great reward, is accepted from us. No doubt, for greater reward in this beautiful action, our level of sincerity will matter. And we pray that we have the sincerity to express our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam with the best words, with the best state of mind and heart, so that we attain the best reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to the main part of our episode. In our last episode, we spoke about some of the sayings, words of wisdom, and some of the supplications of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just a following on point from that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu also advised and gave this guidance regarding friendship. He said, seek the friendship of reliable people, trustworthy people. And he said, do not sit in the company of evildoers, for they will draw you towards or lure you towards evil. And do not share secrets with evildoers as well. For obvious reasons, people who have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are going to share your most secret intimate matters with them, then no doubt there is a likelihood they will potentially share something which was personal to you, which you did not want to be shared with others. Soon you find out that others know about it too, or know about those matters as well. So be cautious and follow the advice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Your friends should be people of trust, people who are reliable, and they are people who are honest. Honesty is the way forward. Honesty is the standard for any lasting relationships or any bonds that we want to forge for permanently, in the sense of for life. If you want friendship for life, it should be based upon honesty. Respect, other good traits as well, honesty being one of them, in light of what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said. As far as modesty is concerned, and obedience through modesty is concerned, if we consider the fact that in Islam, modesty is not just about your response in terms of the way you are shy, or the way you are you kind of restrain yourself, or you're in somewhat reserved. That's not modesty, or that's not the only modesty in Islam. Modesty encompasses different aspects of obedience, and it's linked to different aspects of obedience. One who is truly modest is someone who saves himself or herself from ostentation. One who is truly modest will not try to seek praise from other people, even for achievements that are genuine. Definitely not for achievements that are not his or hers, meaning taking credit for someone else's efforts. That wouldn't even be considered by someone who is truly modest in Islam. And modesty is being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious of the fact that Allah sees all matters and behaving appropriately. So when you're truly aware and when you're truly embracing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all our matters, we will be very careful or more careful about how we speak and how we spend our time. The personality that I would like to talk about in light of obedience through modesty, you've probably guessed already, is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the third Khalifa of the Muslims, another famous companion radiallahu anhu who was given glad tidings of paradise by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of his titles was Dhun-Nurayn. He was a possessor of two lights, expressed for representing the fact that he married two daughters of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one after the passing of one. This was something unique for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and hence his title Dhun-Nurayn. He's also could refer to the one who completed or performed two migrations. He is one who is referred to as the compiler of the Quran. We often hear in the khutbahs in different khutbahs, Jami'ul Quran, about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Also one of those who prayed in the direction of both qiblas. So before the qibla changed to the Kaaba, he was praying in the other qibla, and obviously after the change of the qibla, he prayed towards the Kaaba. So these are some of the points of excellence that are mentioned about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, a man who would often spend his time reciting Quran, his nights in worship. Once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he expressed that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is among those fortunate people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Ma'idah, آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وآمنوا ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين. In this verse, it is expressed the qualities of certain believers are expressed, that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform righteous deeds. And then it's mentioned they adopt piety and they believe, and then they adopt piety and they do good deeds. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin, and Allah loves those who do righteous deeds. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu expressing that Sayyidina Uthman is one of the people referred to in this particular verse of the Quran. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentions another verse saying that this particular verse is about Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he cites the verse, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. In this part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing the quality of the one who spends his parts of his night or moments of his night in obedience in such a way that he is prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is standing in prayer. And what is his condition? يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي. This individual, according to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, is Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. He is one who is spending moments of his night standing in prayer, prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and standing in prayer. He is concerned about the hereafter. He is in a state of fear regarding the hereafter. And he also has hope in the mercy of his Lord. These qualities were found in Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, that he would worship at night. He was someone who was concerned for his hereafter, and he was someone who did not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was described by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as the most modest individual in his nation. Among the believers, he is the most modest. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu has this quality in the greatest degree of this quality of modesty. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declaring the fact that in his nation, the most modest, even this included shyness and this included general modesty, because the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are encompassing words. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only referred to him as being the most modest, He referred to him also as being honorable and revered. This was the nature of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. How is this linked to our journey or our search for piety? Well, it's quite simple. People, the best people among the righteous are those who have a great degree of modesty. People who show their obedience while holding or while possessing this quality of modesty. So if someone is blessed with a good routine of prayer, you know, doing the obligatory prayers and fulfilling other obligations, but there is an element of, if not arrogance, there is sometimes this feeling of being better may affect the heart, or I'm doing something and others are not doing it. Sometimes it begins with a thought like that. Modest people do not entertain such thoughts. They dismiss any thought regarding passing judgment on other people, and they focus on themselves, and they're so reserved about passing consideration of passing judgment that they do not even think about these matters. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was a very modest, the most modest individual among the people as described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Once it was mentioned about the modesty of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, that were he to be in a closed room, a room where the doors are closed, due to his modesty or the nature of his modesty, despite being within a closed room, he would not remove his clothing to bathe himself. And due to this modesty, he would not even straighten his back. This was the nature of his character, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. It is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, among the Quraysh, there are three people who have a beautiful, a radiant face. Three people among the Quraysh who have the most radiant faces. And their manner or their character is the best. They have the greatest degree of shyness and modesty. So how did Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar describe them? Their faces are the most radiant. They are people who have the best character. And they are people who have the greatest level of modesty and shyness. He also revealed another quality before I revealed three names. He said, and if they speak to you, they will not lie. And if you speak to them, they will not deny you. Meaning if something was said in their presence, they would not deny the fact that it was said. They would not be people who would deny the truth in any way, nor are they people who speak anything other than the truth. They always speak the truth. Then revealing the three names, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an, all three companions among the ten who were given glad tidings of paradise. And this shows that the elite, or those who had the higher rank among the companions, they had this shared quality, or these shared qualities, which we must strive to develop within ourselves. And this should become natural to us, that we become people of honesty and people who do not deny the truth. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an would spend his nights in worship. In fact, it is said about him that he would spend his day fasting, and then he would rest in the initial part of the night, and thereafter he would stay awake for most of the night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that when Sayyidina Uthman was martyred, his noble wife expressed the following to the culprits, the people who martyred Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu, and she said to them that you have martyred an individual who spends his whole night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you martyred someone who used to spend, because obviously he was martyred. You martyred an individual who would spend or used to spend his whole night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would complete the whole Quran in one rak'ah, in one cycle of prayer. Meaning, reflect upon what you have just done. You are responsible for, you have transgressed in such a way that this is not an ordinary man who became a martyr due to your transgression, this is a man who would spend his night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was devoted to his Lord in such a way. This was a man who was constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who spent his nights in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the recitation of the Quran. It is mentioned by Hafiz Abu Nu'aym as a point of tasawwuf. He says that a point, it is part of tasawwuf, it is part of this science of self-purification, that when one faces a difficulty, he adopts patience and he experiences the pleasure of calling out to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, this was a quality that was found in Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, that in his final moments, he was steadfast, he was patient, and his bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his love for the Qur'an was expressed or was seen even in his final moments. Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that once he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, and a man sought permission to come in. They were in a garden. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, open the door for him and give him glad tidings of paradise due to a calamity which he will face. When Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu an, he said he did that, he went, and it was Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an who was seeking permission to enter. And he said, I revealed this to him, news of a calamity, and also due to being patient, meaning due to his forbearance and his patience in facing that calamity, good news of paradise or glad tidings of paradise. He says the response of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an was that Allah is the helper. That was his simple response. Such was his modesty. He didn't say that alhamdulillah, you know, I'm so lucky, I've been given glad tidings of paradise. Or he didn't go into any lengthy response. He simply said Allah is the helper. And he was more focused on seeking or relying on the help and aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a moment of difficulty. That was his concern and that was his acknowledgement, that Allah is the helper, because Allah helps his creation to face when they're facing adversity, when they're facing difficulty. And it is ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us the strength to be patient so that we attain reward, and in the case of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, paradise. There are other similar narrations which describe how Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an once sought permission to enter a garden where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was, and he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam conveyed this good news of paradise through another companion, and his response was alhamdulillah, or he was very modest and humble in his response. But the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave him glad tidings of paradise while he was living among the companions is an indication of his greatness. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, it is said that he, among his qualities, he is known for two qualities. He is recognized by two qualities, or two special qualities are attributed to him, that he remained patient until he was martyred. His patience in the build-up to his martyrdom, that patience was considered to be something unique to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And also that he gathered all the people on one way of recitation of the Quran. We know from Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an, he was extremely generous. It is said about him that he purchased paradise twice, once when he purchased the well of Ruma, and the second being when he gave his money, or he donated towards the expedition of Tabuk. The famous hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gathered the people and encouraged them to give for the expedition of Tabuk. And in this particular narration, Sayyidina Uthman, he pledged 100 camels with all provisions, and then a second time he pledged 100 camels, and a third time he pledged 100 camels. And the companion who reports the narration says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam expressed that after this day no deed will harm Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a figurative expression possibly expressing that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was a heaven, was someone who would enter paradise and his deeds would be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an indication of acceptance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the interesting thing is the hadith in Sunan Tirmizi about the same situation mentions that he first pledged 100 camels with provisions, and the second time he pledged 200 camels with provisions, and the third time he pledged 300 camels with provisions. And in the end, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi writes that in the end he actually gave 950 camels, 50 horses, 1,000 gold coins initially, and then after he gave 10,000 more gold coins. This was the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an. And as far as the hadith which mentions 100 and then he pledged 200, then he pledged 300, this is also interpreted as 100 plus 200 plus 300, so it was 600. But in the end, ultimately, he gave more than that, as described by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi. So a lesson here being that people often they make pledges and they say, you know, we pledge a certain amount, we pledge a certain amount. But then fulfilling the pledges is a completely different matter. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh, not only did he pledge wholeheartedly and more than one occasion, he pledged in such a way that after the pledge, when it came to presenting everything and when it came to donating everything, he actually gave a lot more than he pledged. So this is a lesson for believers who make good pledges. No doubt we have good intentions, and sometimes we may pledge something, a certain amount, or for the masjid, for the house of Allah, for a good cause. But make sure, ensure you follow that up. We must ensure that if we make a good intention, we fulfill that, so we attain the full reward of that action. And as far as Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is concerned, from his generosity, his modest nature did not stop him from being openly generous to encourage the other Muslims and to be an example for them too. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn from the modesty and generosity of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
In search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety, in search of piety.